Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers got the help they needed as the Baltimore Ravens knocked off the Detroit Lions in the Monday Night Football game at Ford Field 18-16. Detroit scored on its opening possession, a Reggie Bush touchdown run, but Justin Tucker was knocking through field goals for the Ravens. They built the lead to 15-7 until the Lions worked their way back into the contest. Got a late touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford, went for two, didn't get it. Down 16-15, Joe Flacco drove the Ravens into position for Tucker to line up his sixth field goal of the night. It was good with 38 seconds left and from 61 yards away.
When it cleared the crossbar and I saw one of the officials put his hands up, I was, I may be a little bit surprised, but at the end of the day, I'm just glad I went through. I'm just glad I was able to come through for my guys.
Ravens now 8-6, hold the number 6 seed in the AFC wildcard playoffs. The Lions, meanwhile, have dropped 4 out of 5. Matthew Stafford had 3 interceptions, including one on their final series in the waning seconds. And Reggie Bush says, "We're on the outside looking in."
It's not surreal, it's reality. it is what it is. We had everything right there in front of us, to keep control of the division, and we didn't make it happen, and we didn't play like we wanted it either.
And even though the Packers trail the Bears, who are 8-6, Green Bay's destiny is in their hands if they beat the Steelers at home Sunday and at Chicago on the regular season finale. The NFC North will be theirs. Packers coming off the thrilling 37-36 come-from-behind win over the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Mike McCarthy says coming back to earth won't be an issue.
Well, we need it Sunday so we can handle the success of Sunday, especially after the run we've been on. It's a great victory just to go out and take that victory, to earn it in the second half, one play at a time mentality. There's so many big plays throughout that game to come over the adversity that just seemed like it would not end, to keep balance. So it's something that we can draw from. It's something that we'll build on.
And will they build with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback? McCarthy says he's going to get looked at again.
Aaron Rodgers just had a brief medical meeting. We didn't even discuss Aaron. Aaron's situation will be evaluated Wednesday morning, and then we'll have a plan for him come Wednesday.
Meanwhile, Dallas Cowboy wide receiver Dez Bryant apologizing for leaving the field early in that game. After Tony Romo's second interception and the Packers were taking a knee, Bryant left and headed into the locker room. Said he went there to cry, didn't want to show his emotions on the sideline. In college football, the inaugural BCS playoff national championship game will take place in 2015 at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And the sites for the subsequent years were announced. 2016, it'll be played at University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona. 2017, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. College basketball, 8th-ranked Duke beat Gardner-Webb 85-66. The Wisconsin Badgers hold at number 4 in the AP poll, number 6 in the coaches, off to their best start ever at 12-0. Green Bay Phoenix open up a 5-game homestand hosting Tennessee Tech at the Rush Center in Green Bay on Tuesday night. In women's college hoops, UW Oshkosh improved to 10-0. They're ranked number 21 in Division 3. They beat the St. Norbert Green Knights 58-56. A couple of free throws in the final minute. St. Norbert falls to 6-2. News from the NBA, and we'll start in Milwaukee, where the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, former Senator Herb Kohler, announced he is going to seek new partners for ownership of the Bucks, even willing to concede his majority ownership hold.
We'll see how the process plays out, where I fit into that, where I can be most useful, most productive, and I'll figure that out. My interest is in Milwaukee, the Bucks, staying here, getting to a new facility, a brighter future, a better future. It's all about hope.
Bucks need plenty of that. At 5-19, they have the worst record in the NBA this season. On the hard court on Monday night, the Detroit Pistons beat the Indiana Pacers 101-96. Josh Smith had 30 points. And Brandon Jennings, the former Buck, with 18, handing the Pacers their first home court loss of the year. Jennings says they got after it down the stretch.
That's one thing me and Mo actually talked about today before the game. So I'm going to be really real aggressive. The first three quarters, anybody can play. But the last five is what's really count. And we showed that tonight.
Atlanta Hawks beat the Los Angeles Lakers 114 to 100. Al Horford with 19. Brooklyn rolled Philadelphia 130-94. Joe Johnson going off for 37 points.
It felt great, man. You know, most importantly for us to get a win. I was at the right spot a lot of times at the right time. So, and I was just playing on my teammates when they were finding them, and I was knocking down shots.
Miami Heat beat the Utah Jazz 117-94. LeBron James with 30. Washington over the New York Knicks 102-101. The Wizards' Bradley Beal, a driving layup with 6 seconds to play. Boston got 24 from Jared Sullinger in beating Minnesota 101-97. Orlando gets by Chicago 83-82. Glenn Davis hitting 2 free throws with 1 second left. Blake Griffin, 27, leading the LA Clippers past the San Antonio Spurs 115-92. In the NHL, Pittsburgh beat Toronto 3-1. Sidney Crosby, the go-ahead goal, is 19th of the season. It was Winnipeg 3, Columbus 2. Ottawa gets by St. Louis 3-2 in overtime. Cody Ceci's first NHL goal and OT game winner.
They just didn't seem to find their way through, so I guess I finally got out there and I got floated one through and found its way into that. So that was a pretty special moment.
And Colorado beat Dallas 6-2. Big game for Paul Stastny. 2 goals, 2 assists. And he said they kept the pressure on netminder Kari Lehtinen.
Yeah, I mean, after we made it 2-1, I think kind of Benny made it 3-1, and we kind of just rolled off that, had a lot of chances. And, I mean, all night from the start of the game to the end, we gave ourselves a ton of chances. I think Lehtinen played, you know, pretty solid, made a lot of second saves. But we just wanted to kind of get to the net, kind of create some havoc, because if he sees it, he's going to stop it.
And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.